Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
From potholes to rare eggs, loads of stories that you just might have missed from across the country this week. So Breakfast Briefing presenter Shane Beattie is with me to tell us all about them. How are we?
I'm very well. How are you?
Good. Plans for the weekend?
I'm going to an event you'd love called Taste of Kildare.
Oh!
You know Taste of Dublin?
Love it, yeah.
This is Taste of Kildare and we are the hub of so many great food producers. I keep hearing more and more of these producers where you go, oh, they're also from Kildare. So it's a big weekend in Ace Racecourse. So I'm going to the official opening this evening. So
nice.
I'm really looking forward to it. And the weather's good too, and we've Smash Hits playing. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Love Smash Hits.
Yeah.
So you're going to eat your way around the race
course. Literally, eat my way around Kildare for the weekend.
I love that. Brilliant. I was at the 25th anniversary of the Donegal Women in Business Network.
Oh, very good. Of course you'd have to be invited and host that.
Yeah, I was MC'd it yesterday, yeah. Loch Ness Castle. So I was at that yesterday and having a few drinks on Saturday night.
Nice. Okay. Back in Dublin. Yeah.
And back in Dublin, and that's the height of it. Yeah. That's enough, says you.
Make the most of today with the weather, because then it turns, I think.
Where is this weather you're talking about?
I'll get better. But this evening it'll be nice.
Like it's
not raining.
Pure grey.
Yeah, but it's not raining. That's the main thing.
Right. I admire your positivity and your optimism, Shane Beattie, if nothing else. Tell us about this story in Wicklow about dogs ingesting drugs.
I mean, as a dog lover, my jaw was on the floor with this story. It's from the Bray People. Heartbreaking story. A Bray resident has warned dog owners who are exercising their pets around Bray Head. Bray Head's a lovely place to go for a walk, but he's warning them to be vigilant after one of his dogs fell seriously ill in the area. The dog owner is calling again for the local authority to investigate the area. Ian Bolton was out with his wife walking his two dogs, Sailor and Maisie, who are both Labradoodles, in the area of Raheen Park when Sailor, who's 6 years old, went into the park and began scouring the bushes. The dog was gone for about 2 minutes, Ian said, and put straight back on the lead, and they continued with their walk as normal. All fine. Then they get home and they find Sailor on the landing in the home, literally just lying there, couldn't lift his head. So they rang the vet, and the vet said immediately something is wrong and the dog has ingested something. It turns out that the dog had ingested cocaine and cannabis from what was in the bushes in the park. And when the vet said cocaine, Ian was like, did you just say cocaine? Couldn't believe that was even said.
Yeah.
What the vet has said is, thank God that the dog had ingested marijuana too, because it counteracted the cocaine. So it's kind of an up or a downer type thing. And if it had just been cocaine, he would have been in a world of trouble. So it's just frightening. I know, by the way, separately, and it is illegal, but there are people who certainly use cocaine and cannabis in their home. So please do be careful around your dogs, because this dog became seriously ill.
Yeah.
And not the first case we've heard, because other dog owners have been sharing reports of cases of serious illness among their pets when the pets had been in parks in the North Wicklow and South Dublin area, in particular Shanganna Park in Shankill, as well as Cabinteely and Kilboggart parks. So if drugs are being stored in bushes, dogs go sniffing around, ingest them, and you can be in a lot of trouble.
Absolutely. Dogs are fairly lucky escape by all accounts
really
Yeah, but well worth highlighting. Tell us about this. I'm trying to remember the dance to this. There was a dance.
It's the birdie song.
Yeah. What was the dance again? Do you remember?
No.
Like this is the part where you kind of...
Yeah. I'm more a fan of Rock the Boat on the Floor than the birdie song. But also
this was a real birthday party song in Donegal.
Little
of course it was. Why is that surprising at all? Go on.
We're playing the birdie song because we're talking about hens. By the way, we could also have played Nicki Minaj because the hen...
Why didn't we play that?
The hen is called Chicky Minaj. So, hen owner Fergal Savage, who's from Watergrass Hill or near Watergrass Hill in Cork, was intrigued when he went to his hen house on Tuesday morning to find an extremely large egg.
Love it.
More than twice the size of the other eggs laid during the night by his six hens. And he thought it might be a triple yolk egg. So an egg with three yolks in it is very, very rare, apparently 1 in 25 million. Anyway, the Echo photographer went out to the house on Tuesday evening. They cracked open the egg only to find another fully formed egg inside the shell. And then in the second egg inside the first egg, there were two yolks. So it's not a three yolk egg, but it is still very rare to find an egg fully formed inside another egg. It's a rare phenomenon called counterperistalsis contraction. Is the name of it.
Right.
And it happens when an egg is pushed back up the hen's reproductive system and becomes embedded into a new egg. So very rare, but not the three yolk egg that we hoped for. Everybody's got serving USA.
surfing.
Lots of people in Donegal are surfing.
Of course they are. So home of surf.
This is a lovely story. Charity Liquid Therapy in collaboration with Donegal Sports Partnership. They got funding for Sport Ireland for this too. They've announced the launch of Ireland's first seated surfboard. This is such a lovely idea. The innovative surfboard is designed to enhance accessibility and inclusivity in water sports. So it allows people now of all abilities to get out onto the water and enjoy the joy of surfing.
That's a brilliant idea.
It's such a lovely
That's
idea.
That's a brilliant idea.
So it's called a seated surfboard, and they say it'll provide a safe and supportive way for those with mobility challenges or complex physical needs to engage with the ocean and ride the waves. And apparently it's very, very safe and it offers stability and comfort and enjoy the joy of surfing while seated. It's going to be launched on Monday, this coming Monday. The seated surfboard will be officially used for the first time at the Liquid Therapy Open. So good luck.
Great idea. Yeah, and like that's something, you know, surely could be rolled out in other parts of the country
absolutely.
As well.
And there's money there. Sport Ireland funded it. Hopefully they have a few more do this in other areas of the country.
Yeah, good stuff. Galway, lots of events on for younger people.
Yeah, we wanted to do this story because we keep hearing how the nighttime sector is kind of fecked in Ireland and people don't go out and there's not a nighttime scene in Ireland.
Yeah, well, not the same as we would have had.
Exactly. Where better to go on a night out than Galway? And now Galway City Council has launched the Youth Lates pilot programme. So what they're going to do is they're going to bring a wide range of cultural events for young people to the city until the end of the year. So there's a rake of late nights with lots planned. They're going to have open mic nights, DJ sets and craft events designed by young people for young people. And particularly, as you were saying, different experience for us growing up compared to young people now. Not as many nightclubs, not as many late night things going on. It'll kick off this October and run through to the end of December. And it aims to inject new energy into Galway's nighttime scene.
I don't know if it's a good or a bad thing, but pretty much all of my, you know, very late teens, mid-20s socialising was all in nightclubs. It was all clubs and nightclubs. Like, you didn't go anywhere. We never really went to shows or, you know, you went to the cinema, but like...
It was nightclubs.
It was always nightclubs.
Yeah, and the choices
Two, well, definitely two and three nights.
Yeah, the choices are a lot more limited now and it can be expensive to go on some of these nights out. So it's a great idea. Open mic nights. By the way, if anyone in Galway, particularly young people, have any ideas, the council's calling on all aspiring musicians, poets, comedians and performers to share their talents at one of the upcoming open mic nights. So get in touch with the council there. By the way, just on lack of nightlife, Ireland seriously lacks gay bars and gay nights. And when they do exist, they tend to have a lot of straight people go into them. So they're announcing in Galway as well a new club night dedicated to celebrating queer culture. It's called Taboo, kicked off in Galway last week, and it's the latest offering to spice up Galway's nightlife.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
I love the innovation of people who take upon themselves to go out and, you know, kind of make their own sign about whatever their issue or their gripe is and put it up at their house. That's something that's happening in Cork.
Someone took a notion, as we would say, with this idea.
Oh, I love it. Fair play to them.
Cork BO has our final story, and it might not be an official road sign, but you'd want to pay attention to it on a lane with as many potholes as this particular lane, we are told. So we've a homemade sign put up on a telegraph pole beside the N72 in Dulhallow, warning drivers of potholes ahead, and they even advise drivers to take out your dentures on approach.
Oh, it's brilliant. I've seen this sign. It's fantastic. Well, I'm online now.
Yeah. Because it's so bad, you have to take the false teeth out before you approach the potholes. And a local butcher, Jack McCarthy, took a picture of the sign and put it up on Twitter with his own warning about driving conditions in North Cork. Now, there's a bit of a rivalry between counties here.
Yeah.
Because Jack says that the N72 surface on the Kerry side is much better than on the Cork side. The minute you cross the Kerry border, it's fantastic. Smooth tarmac on that side, but not on the Cork side, he says. It's not the first homemade road sign in Cork. And Jack says whoever put it up must have been exasperated by the state of the roads. There's also a homemade sign near Drumina, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, that reads, hold on to your hat. And it would seem that Cork is plagued by potholes and uneven road surfaces. In January last year, one motorist found their car badly damaged after hitting a pothole deep enough you could swim in it, is how it's described. I'm sure the official advice from the council is not to put up your own signs.
No, I'm sure it's not.
But clearly
and we shouldn't be encouraging people to do that, but they're quite funny.
But locals also feel so strongly about it. They don't want other people to suffer the same fate as them.
I was driving via parts of rural Calvin and Monaghan in the past 2 days, getting to Donegal and coming back. And some of the potholes are just, like, they're incredible.
They are craters.
Oh, yeah, they're not a pothole. Like, I mean... I don't know how you wouldn't burst the tyre of your car driving into them.
And this is the story last week about how people in Kerry are putting in claims with the council for damage to their cars. Clearly people in Cork feel enough is enough. We have to put up our own road signs.
Tell us about the worst potholes in your area. It's 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Shane Beattie, listen, enjoy your taste of Kildare.
Thank you, and enjoy your nice relaxing Dublin weekend.
Well, I don't think it's going to be that relaxing. But anyway, we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks a mil.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.